Leader!
Order, order. Responding after dinner on Tuesday night to opposition criticism of the government's amendments to the 2010-2011 Supplementary Estimates Bill, National's Amy Adams admitted that the situation was extraordinary.
Normally, of course, all the supplementary estimates have to be presented to the House at the same time. But I think the point that's worth getting on record, sir, very early in this debate is simply to say there is obviously an exceptional set of circumstances that led to the need for this SOP and therefore this debate. And that goes without saying, of course, is the fact of the not only the Canterbury earthquakes in general, but the specific earthquake of February the 22nd, which, sir, was, and my maths isn't exact, but around 6 weeks, I believe, only before the cut-off date for the completion and presentation of the supplementary estimates. And in that time, sir, it was simply impossible to have any sense in terms of the fiscal implications and what the supplementary estimates would be required as a consequence of that.
Mrs Adams was thanked for her explanation by Labour's Stuart Nash.
It's good to have clarification from Amy Adams, but as a first-term MP, I would like to actually seek clarification from the Minister on this one, because as Ms Adams highlighted, it was 6 weeks between the February earthquake and the presentation of the estimates to Parliament. And I'm wondering, we look at the figures down here in Schedule 1, which we're going to be talking about soon, they're very general. And I was wondering if, in fact, there is precedent for this or if the Minister actually simply just didn't have enough time, or he had an idea of how much money was going to be needed but had determined that it wasn't ballpark enough or it wasn't robust enough to actually put in the initial estimates, because we're actually talking about a significant amount of money. We're talking about $28 million.
Stuart Nash's desire to hear from the Minister was soon met when Bill English took a call.
The sequence, as I recall it, was that there was a strong push to set up CERA, the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Agency, and the House, including the opposition, was notably cooperative in getting that entity set up. Because it was a new government department, the focus at the time it was set up was on particularly its powers rather than some extensively thought through budgeting process about what exactly activities it would have. Certainly not a process that we would replicate in government, where you wouldn't set up a new entity without a lot more clarity about exactly what funding would require, at least for the next 12 months.
Mr. English said CERA had been set up with an initial budget of $4 million to cover administration.
Within a fairly short time, it became apparent that it had to get on quite quickly with some practical tasks, particularly around demolition. And it's surprising to those of us who spend a bit of time on it just how complicated these issues get quite quickly. So CERA having been set up, the deadline for finalising the details around the supplementary estimates passed in early April. CERA was set up on the 29th of March, so within about 10 days the supplementary estimates deadline, or 10 or 14 days, had passed. At the same time as a discussion was going on about what CERA could or couldn't do.
The money required for work to start on demolition, though, could not be obtained through supplementary estimates.
So we didn't really have the choice of waiting around to be able to appropriate it later on in the process that necessarily has to go on between Parliament and the Executive. So the choice really would have been either we'd known enough about the activities of CERA within a week of it being set up, and I'd say that was been a bit difficult. On the other hand, we couldn't really wait round for the next phase, because a big part of the commitment I think we've all made to the rebuilding of Canterbury is that we make what decisions can practically be made as quickly as possible to try and build confidence in the face of what are fairly difficult circumstances. So that's how we've ended up here.
Finance Minister Bill English explaining the circumstances surrounding the extraordinary need for amendments to the Supplementary Estimates Bill, which passed its third reading by 67 votes to 53. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.